Hey, it's me again, and it feels really good to be back. You're probably wondering, hey, the last time I heard from you on the Strength Through Vulnerability podcast was over 2 years ago. It was like 2.5 years ago. And to that I say, you're right, but I'm back. And I'm back, and it's going to look a lot different. And as I'm sitting here, you're probably wondering, one, maybe you haven't listened to the last episode, and you're wondering why I went on hiatus. Two, why did I go on hiatus for so long? And three, why am I back now? And I'm not going to answer all three of those questions in this episode, but those are all three things that I will certainly be touching on at some point in the future. I will touch on that first one. Why did I go on hiatus? If you didn't listen to that episode titled Going on Hiatus, I think I mentioned I was tired. And as I've reflected on that, of course, like that sounds like it makes sense. I was tired. I was balancing, you know, recording, producing, editing a podcast in addition to having a full-time job, in addition to being a boyfriend. And at the release of that last episode, close to being a fiance, and happily, I can say now, a husband. It sounds like that would be a lot, and that would be really tiring. And that's true. But the real kicker for me was not all the things going on in my life, but rather all the pressure I was putting on myself to make this show. I wanted to be like the legit podcasts who come out with a new episode, fresh new episode, new content every single week. I wanted to grow my listenership. I wanted to grow my Instagram or whatever it was. My goals looked like growth, 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 all while, of course, helping people. I genuinely want to help people through the conversations had on this podcast and through the memoirs or whatever, the monologues of just me recording myself. But my perspective has changed a lot. My voice might have just cracked. Let's ignore that. My perspective has changed a lot. I'm re-energized and re-motivated, ready to jump back into this. Well, jump back into this probably isn't even the right way to put it, because my outlook, my goals, my motivation look so much different than they did 2.5 years ago. I'm not here to try to grow this podcast to be the biggest thing I can possibly make it, but rather I'm here with the goal of doing this because I enjoy it. And that, I know that sounds so simple and kind of ridiculous, because it's like, shouldn't that be obvious? But that wasn't one of the focuses of mine when I was doing this last time. But here and now, my goal is to have this be something I do because I enjoy it and because I genuinely believe it's something that is helping other people. And so right off the jump, I can promise you one thing, and that's that there are not going to be new episodes coming out every single week. That's a promise that I ask you to hold me accountable to. Because I believe if a new episode is coming out every single week, then I'm probably forcing it. I'm probably doing a little bit too much right now. My goal instead is to only release an episode when I feel inspired, when I feel God has put something on my heart to share with all of you that's going to help you and maybe also help me while I'm talking about it or while I'm having a conversation with somebody about it. So that means, one, there won't be a new episode every single week, and the consistency of schedule is not going to be there. So if that's not for you, I totally get it. And just know, I still love you. But here's the deal. This episode's going to come out. The next one might come out in a month, might come out in 2 months. I'm not sure, but I'm leaving the door open for God to do a work in my heart and for me to have some creative space so that each time I come here, I'm coming here and recording with my full heart, because that's what I want to give you. I don't want to give you forced effort. I don't want to give you my second best. I want to come here and enjoy myself, enjoy the process of creating something that hopefully is going to impact somebody in a positive way. The title of this show is Strength Through Vulnerability, and so I want to be as transparent with you as possible. And this is a hard show to produce because, well, being vulnerable is scary, and it takes a lot of mental energy. and it sucks the soul. No, I don't want to say sucks the soul. It can definitely suck. Well, let's just say suck the energy out of you. It doesn't suck the soul out of me, but it's hard. These real conversations are hard, but they're necessary. And so I'm excited to share things I've learned, things that I've gone through, things I've gone through with my wife over the last 2.5 years or so, and continue with whatever inkling God puts on my heart. So I'm so grateful for you to listen to this first episode in a very long time. I hope it's nice for you to hear my voice. I know that it's great to think about you listening, and I'm so appreciative, and I'm excited to be back. And so I will say one last time, hey, it's me again.